Okay, should sniffer dogs be used in school? Should they? These kids, I'm really intrigued. These are boarders, so they've packed up to go home for the weekend, and on the reading of this, and I can't confirm this with the school, but it's the way this statement reads. On the reading of this, they've then brought in the searching. They say, comprehensive searches of senior school boarding houses during Exeat, which is the weekend off. Word I'd never heard, I must admit. On the line, President of Libby Victoria, Jessie Taylor, good morning.
Hi, Neil, how are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Is this acceptable or not?
It just seems like a massive overreach to me, really problematic. Obviously, if there's an issue with there being illicit substances in a school, then that's something that the school is within its rights to act upon. But this just seems to be, you know, 0 to 100 in 60 seconds, without any sort of sense of taking the school community along with it. It's a massive breach of trust and privacy, and it just seems like a huge disproportionate overreach.
So you don't think they should be searching the kids' rooms when they're not there?
No, I really don't. And, you know, the website that you just read out from, the Sniffer Dogs page, said that, you know, the dogs are trained to sniff out contraband. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that they, you know, they find chocolate, they find alcohol, they find substances that might be not allowed at school but might be that might not be illegal or illicit? I mean, you know, that's a real sort of slippery slope there. If you look at dogs sniffing out things that schools don't want there, then there is a difference between that and illicit substances. But it would be interesting to know whether this was a proportionate response. Is there such a huge problem at the Corio campus of Geelong Grammar that bringing in sniffer dogs unannounced while kids were on Exeat was an appropriate and proportionate response?
Okay, well, they're saying other kids have raised the issue. Do you accept that it's okay to search their rooms when they're not there?
Oh, look, it depends on the proportionality, on the proportion of the problem. If there's a huge systemic issue, then perhaps that might be within its rights. I'm sure it's part of the conditions of being at the boarding school. But I suppose the concern that I have, you know, from a well-being and from the perspective of being a parent of children who will grow up to grapple with these issues, no doubt, is that it will encourage kids not to obtain or keep these substances necessarily in a safe environment such as school, but, you know, will send them out to be looking for these substances and using them elsewhere outside a school environment. So when you talk about harm minimisation, do you know what? I think I'd rather kids smoke a joint behind the rowing sheds than use somewhere else on the streets and perhaps get exposed to harder substances. It's a vexed issue, but I think this is really disproportionate and a huge overreach.
Thank you very much, Jessie Taylor, President of Liberty Victoria. Smoke a joint behind the rowing shed. That wouldn't happen, would it? Okay. And I repeat, we're trying to talk to the school. The tip is strong on drug-sniffing dogs.